The following was recorded at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Let's get back to the big story out of Washington today. Of course, I'm talking the impeachment inquiry. The House heard testimony from four witnesses. The World's Matthew Bell has been watching the proceedings, and he's in the studio with me now. So remind us who we heard from today, Matthew.
First up was Jennifer Williams. She's a foreign policy advisor to Vice President Mike Pence. Alongside her was Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He's a Ukraine and Russia expert on the National Security Council. Remember that both Williams and Vindman were on that July 25th phone call between Presidents Trump and Zelensky. Both of them said they were troubled by what they heard. That's really why they're there testifying today. The Republicans, again, they dismissed the whole process of the way the impeachment inquiry is being carried out, saying this wasn't fair. They pointed out that neither Williams nor Vindman ever met face-to-face with President Trump. In the case of Vindman, Marco, the Republicans and their lawyer really tried to raise questions about his character, about his loyalty to the United States. Here's Jim Jordan, Republican from Ohio. He's referring here to previous testimony from Vindman's former boss at the NSC, Timothy Morrison.
Mr. Morrison said this: I had concerns about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman's judgment. Among the discussions I had with Dr. Hill in the transition was our team, its strength, its weaknesses, and Fiona and others had raised concerns about Alex's judgment. When Mr. Morris was asked by Mr. Castor, did anyone ever bring concerns to you that they believe Colonel Vindman may have leaked something? Mr. Morrison replied, yes.
Wow. So, Matthew, how did the witness respond to that?
Vindman denied that he leaked anything. He denied that he knew the whistleblower, that he was in touch with the whistleblower. Fiona Hill, by the way, mentioned there, is Vindman's boss. She's the National Security Council Russia expert. Vindman seemed prepared for this, though. He immediately pulled out a statement from his own evaluation, his personnel evaluation from Fiona Hill, and read this line: Alex is a top 1% military officer and the best Army officer I have worked with.
Then we heard from a couple of witnesses that the Republicans called on. Who were they?
That's Tim Morrison, mentioned before. Mm-hmm. He's from the National Security Council. And then maybe more importantly to the whole story is Kurt Volker, who was President Trump's special envoy for Ukraine. He was at the center of a lot of this stuff that we've been learning about. What struck me about Volker's testimony today was that he didn't really undercut the central narrative that the Democrats have been trying to establish in these hearings. Here's some of what Volker had to say.
I don't think that raising 2016 elections or Vice President Biden or these things I consider to be conspiracy theories that have been circulated by the Ukrainians, particularly the former prosecutor general, are sort of... They're not things that we should be pursuing as part of our national security strategy with Ukraine.
Right. So Kurt Volker there and Tim Morrison still testifying as we chat. Now, back to Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified earlier in the day, Matthew. His family came up a few times during the hearing.
Right. It came up in his opening statement. Vindman gave a real shout out to his father, praised his courage for making the decision to bring the whole family to America. He said, Dad, don't worry. I'll be okay for telling the truth. Later on in the hearing, New York Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney picked up on this. Let's hear some of that exchange.
And he would have worried if you were putting yourself up against the President of the United States. Is that right?
He deeply worried about it because in his context, there was the ultimate risk.
And why do you have confidence that you can do that and tell your dad not to worry?
Congressman, because this is America. This is the country I've served and defended, that all of my brothers have served, and here, right matters.
Thank you, sir. Yield back.
That, of course, was Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman testifying today at the impeachment hearings. Plenty more to talk about the rest of this week, Matthew. More hearings tomorrow, right?
Right. Tomorrow is going to be interesting. Ambassador Gordon Sondland will testify. He's probably the character who was closest to President Trump that we will be hearing directly from, at least so far.
The World's Matthew Bell, thank you very much for this update.
Thank you.